it brings Mother Earth inside, and it's something you could touch, it's something you could feel, and it's something you could remind yourself to breathe and take a moment.
Welcome to The Lavender Lifestyle, the podcast on personal growth and lifestyle design. My name's Eileen, and I'm here to guide you to become a master artist of life. Every Sunday, you'll get new insight and inspiration on how to create your dream life. After the episode, the conversation continues in our Lavender Lifestyle Facebook group, so I can't wait to see you there. Life is an art. Make it your masterpiece. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Lavender Lifestyle. It's your host, Eileen. Today, we are learning all about crystals. So if you've ever been confused about crystals, why they're special, how to use them, then listen to this episode. Our guest today is Heather Askenosi. Heather is a leading influencer on the power of crystals, feng shui, and holistic healing, and the co-founder of Energy Muse, a leading provider of healing crystals and crystal jewelry. She's the co-author of Crystal Muse, along with her business partner Timmy Jandro, and the author of the new book Crystal 365. Hello, Heather. Welcome to the Lavender Lifestyle. How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is my first podcast of today, so I'm excited. I'm excited to learn about crystals.
Oh, well, my favorite topic. Yay!
Yes. I know crystals are all the rage right now. They're very trendy, but a lot of people don't exactly know why they're so special and how to use them. So can you give us kind of that overview?
Yeah, I'm so happy to hear that they're trendy, because I've been working with crystals for about 27 years and have owned Energy Muse for almost soon to be 20 years soon. They weren't always so trendy.
Oh, yeah,
but,
I'm sure.
I think the most important thing, and maybe why there's such a big momentum with crystals right now, is that a lot of people are seeing that there's a lot of ways to work and utilize crystals or have them in your life, whether you're into them because you're wanting energy, or if you are into them because they're pretty and you want to have something in your house that adds a little sparkle, mm-hmm. or if you're someone who wants to be able to hold on to something or wear it or have something on your body as a talisman or a way to remember what you want to create and manifest and intend in your life. And I think a really big thing is that because it's the energy of the earth and it comes from Mama Earth, a lot of people that are living in cities or urban environments that might not have the opportunity to get out in nature as often, it brings Mother Earth inside. And it's something you could touch, it's something you could feel, and it's something you could remind yourself to breathe and take a moment. So there's a lot of different ways you could work with and utilize crystals.
Right. And how did you get into crystals in the first place? And how did you dive so deep into them?
My background was in feng shui. I used to feng shui homes. I was selling high-end real estate in Manhattan Beach, California. Mm. What was interesting to me, because as I got into the world of energy, and I did not grow up in this environment by any means, and I didn't know about crystals or any of this kind of stuff. But what happened was feng shui opened my eyes to that there was this whole world of energy that existed that was invisible that I could not see but was very much there. And so when I stumbled upon a store one day and I walked in and had crystals, and I saw that these crystals came from Brazil or Uruguay or Africa, and I was like, what is going on here? And this person told me, well, this one has the energy of this, and this one had the energy of that. And I was, you know, I'm like, how can that be?
Yeah.
But what happened was, is that I was able to hold energy in my hand. So for me, as being a very, you know, I would say logical kind of, you know, prove it to me type person, I'm very analytical. And so for me, crystals made intellectual sense because it was a tangible form of energy, and I could get my head around that. And then what crystals did for me is they helped me get to the road from my head to my heart. And so that was something that I really needed to learn, and crystals helped open up that world for me.
Can you break down or try to explain why certain crystals have different types of energy? That's something that I never really understood. How do you know that this pink crystal is for love or this green crystal is for something else? And does where it comes from have an effect on that?
You know what? I think all of those are different layers. You know, it's interesting because some of the most interesting crystals, let's take, for example, shungite. Shungite has this insane molecular structure that is being touted as the miracle stone of the 21st century. And it only comes from one place on the planet, in Russia, out of this very interesting mine in Russia. And I personally love shungite because I think it's a stone that we should have next to our computers, our modems. We should have a piece on our phone. EMFs have more of a harmonious state upon the human body. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so interesting about this mineral is because it really looks like a lump of coal. And mm-hmm. I think it's funny that Mother Earth she didn't put up this really interesting stone that has this molecular structure to it. It's not coming in a shiny package. It's coming in a package that looks like a lump of coal and it's almost 100% carbon. Mm-hmm. So I think that a lot of the crystals do have an energy structure to them, but they also have a molecular structure to them. And they also have different energetic patterns or lattices that are within different geometrical shapes. And so on a very visual level, crystals will show you what they do. So for example, if you didn't even know anything about crystals, kind of like what you just said, that you would look at a rose quartz and regardless mm-hmm. of what you think or know about it, it looks like love. It looks and it feels soft. And the more you get into the crystal world, which is why we've put together this kit of 52 crystals, is that when you start playing around with crystals and you start touching and feeling them and holding them, they all do feel different. Mm-hmm. And so many times, not everyone has access to engaging with a whole bunch of crystals at one time, which is why it was really important for, you know, me at Energy Muse to put this box of crystals together so that you could play with the crystals. You could touch and feel 52 of them at one time. And the more you interact with them, each one has its own blueprint. Each one feels different. Each color has a different vibration. And then you get out of your head and you're like, oh, okay, wow, this is different. Just like people are different. And only by being around certain people or having relationships with different people and engaging with it, do you be able to understand how each one of us is different in our own unique way. So I kind of look at crystals as like the stone people. And and for me, that helps me learn about them. And then by holding them, yes, going, where does this crystal come from? Yeah, it's found in Brazil. It's found in Uruguay. This one's only found in one region. This one's found in the United States in different pockets of the world. So what I think is interesting is I see how the energy of the earth can connect us in different places, but also, yes, each crystal has a story to tell because it's lived in different parts of the world and it sucked up that energy of that country, of that piece of the planet.
That makes it sound like it can be very complex, you know? It could be the same type of crystal, but if it's from different places, it could have a different charge or something. It's a lot to wrap your head around if you're new to all this.
Right. So one of the reasons why I wrote Crystal 365 is exactly that reason. Mm-hmm. One of the things I think in the crystal world is that a lot of times people are like, okay, pick a crystal based on your intuition. Trust whatever you are called to.
And yeah, I've heard that.
If you're into crystals or into healing and things like that, that makes a lot of sense. However, to people that are not in the maybe more of this genre of the world that we all are maybe more accustomed to, that did not make sense to people. And we would get so many emails on a daily basis of, I don't know what my intuition is. What is intuition? And how would I even know if it's the right crystal for me? So in the new book, Crystal 365, I took one crystal and gave one purpose to it. So it's really simple. So if you want to work with wealth, then you would work with pyrite. And so I matched a crystal with an energy. And then you open the book and it tells you where the crystal comes from. It gives you the lore of the crystal. But bigger than that, it gives you one sentence on how to manifest or an affirmation and gives you three simple actions that will take less than 1 minute on how you can work with the crystal and start your relationship with it. And I think that once people begin and it's super simple, it's super digestible, and it's super easy, then you can begin your own journey. But sometimes it's that first step that's the hardest. And I wanted it to be super simple, super easy, and for me, super fun, because crystals are playful and they want you to touch and feel them. And they all look different and they all do different things. And this book teaches you how to interact with 52 different crystals in a simple, easy way that'll take less than 1 minute. But bigger than that, it'll help you incorporate crystals in your life instead of having another thing to do.
Awesome. And can I ask you, do you have a typical crystal routine, or how do you personally incorporate crystals into your life?
For me, I like to wear them. I wear crystals every day. And some
Which
days-
Which ones?
Well, it, you know what? It really does depend. There are days where I feel as if I need more maybe protection on me, or I feel like maybe my energy's heavier, or I feel like I need to lighten up. There are days that I will wear a lot of different things, where I might wear a grounding anklet made of hematite because I feel like I need to stay grounded.
Yeah.
Or I will wear a piece of rose quartz over my heart because I just feel like I need to open my heart. Maybe I got into a vibe where I'm, you know, that I've closed off. And then there's days such as today where I don't have anything on. I don't have any rings on. I don't have anything on. I have one little necklace on that has a labradorite, a little teeny piece of labradorite, because I'm just kind of like, that's what I felt like I needed today. But once again, I kind of know what I need. But what I do suggest when you first start on anything, in my personal opinion, what I find is consistency is the magic key. So say, for example, you want to start with a crystal. Pick, hey, 7, 14, 21 days. Pick whatever that is. But wear it for that a mere matter of time, or hold it in your purse for a certain amount of time, or engage with it. But it's that consistent energy for something that helps you know what works for you and what doesn't work with you. And if you don't give something enough time, you'll never really know if it is for you or if it's not. And what I think is cool about the crystal world is that trust yourself and try it. And if it doesn't work, then you never have to do it again. but if it does, there's so many ways to work with crystals that are such a good, they're very financially, here at least at Energy Muse, we want to make it approachable and economical for as many people as possible. That is a priority to us. And so try it. And you can try working with crystals, you know, very affordable. And if you don't like it, then you don't have to do it. It's super simple.
And can I ask you, does the size or shape of the crystal matter? Because if you're wearing like a necklace, it's a lot smaller. And if you, like, I don't know, does it carry the same amount of energy, or is it less?
You know, for me, for example, I sometimes want to have something, a bigger chunk on my heart, because I need that. And then there's days where I don't need something so heavy, and I just want something dainty. So what happens is that some days maybe I need to hold on to something that could be in the palm of my hands. I just want to hold on to something if I'm at work, or if I want to get grounded, or if I'm having in my morning meditation where I just need to get centered. I'll hold on to something bigger versus there's other days that I just want a small little crystal in my pocket as a touchstone. So size matters in what with what you need. I think that's really how, in my personal opinion, how I come to it. It'd be great to say, hey, yeah, you have to have all these big crystals, but I might not, a big crystal might not serve me if I need to have it on my body and my bra. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's kind of how I look at it.
And then would you say there are any like don'ts when it comes to crystals? Like, can you wear too much? Do the energies clash? Things like that.
This is one thing I have noticed for me personally in my bedroom. A lot of people we get a lot of emails of people saying, hey, I am having trouble sleeping. And one of the first questions that we ask people is, okay, well, how many crystals do you have in your bedroom? And a lot of people might you know, there's a large amount of people will say, well, that's actually where my crystal collection is. I'd love to have them in my bedroom. So one of the things that we suggest is maybe getting the crystals out of your bedroom for a period of time, because too much of a good thing might not be a good thing. And once you start working with crystals, this might sound crazy, but it's not. It's almost like they talk to each other. It's like this energy exchange going on and back and forth. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I've had times where I had to put like silk or a piece of silk over my crystals just to quiet them down, because the energy gets building. And what people have noticed is that if you take the crystals out of your bedroom and maybe bring them back in one at a time, you'll notice that the room gets a bit more calm. Now, once again, everyone is different. I'm just giving a suggestion. But the crystals that I have found personally that I love in the bedroom, I think rose quartz and amethyst make an amazing partnership. They are really in sync in the bedroom. I love to have celestite in the bedroom. I love to have selenite. Mm. Those are very calm, soft crystals. For me personally, those are the only crystals I have in my room, because everything else for me becomes too active. But once again, why do we even care about all this? Because we're getting in tune with what our formula is, what personally, who we are, how we feel, what brings us in alignment, what brings us out of alignment. And so that's really what the bigger message is, in my opinion, with crystals, is being in tune with what feels right for you and what doesn't, and then being able to respond to that.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's a personal journey for everyone. And like, it's
100%.
Right. And you get to test and grow your intuition.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
Let's take a break for our sponsor, ShopTagger. ShopTagger, spelled ShopTagger, is an app that lets you keep track of items you want to buy all in one place and notifies you when they're on sale or back in stock. You can save everything you want from over 4,000 stores to one wish list with a single click or tap. Whenever something on your list is on sale or back in stock, you'll be the first to know. It's a must-have app to get the best deals without having to keep checking store websites over and over again. When you're ready to check out, ShopTagger also scans the web for any coupon codes and automatically applies them to your purchase. I love that I can organize my wish list with tags. With a simple tap, I could see all the dresses or shoes I've saved across every single store, so no more switching between dozens of tabs on a tiny phone screen. Thanks to ShopTagger for sponsoring this episode. To get ShopTagger for free today and be automatically entered to win $1,000, just click the link in the show notes. Again, click the link in the show notes today for a chance to win $1,000 from ShopTagger. So I was just curious, can I ask you like to recommend us crystals for these following areas of life?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to go one by one and you can just like give me your answer. So if someone's struggling with relationships, what's the crystal to go to?
Okay. So this is kind of how we go into the layers. And this is why I really tried to address these questions in Crystal 365, because this is such a big question. So let's take the area of love, because I feel like it's important. For some people, when they want to attract love, when they are looking to attract a new relationship, or they're looking to open their heart, go-to crystal is rose quartz, number one. However, say there's somebody that wants to attract a new relationship, but they can't, because maybe they had been betrayed or they had betrayal in a past relationship. So epidote would be a stone. And once again, this is in the book and it teaches you a technique. Epidote helps you to release betrayal. But say somebody had another layer where they want to attract love, but they were betrayed and then they haven't been able to forgive. Wow. So rhodonite is another stone you could work with to help you to release, to forgive.
Wow.
Say somebody has a broken heart and they're holding grief in their heart. Rainbow obsidian helps you to release grief. Mm. So what happens is with these, which why I love to work with the energy of the earth and why I like to lay these stones on my heart, is we are multifaceted people. We have different layers. It's not just always like, hey, I want to have a new relationship. And it's great we have one and we attract that. But then we're vibrationally attracting the same thing all the time. And we're not learning the lessons because we're not going to the deeper layers within ourselves to heal. And when we come to the aspect of love, love is magical. Love is the best. But sometimes we have to heal these deeper layers to really get to the girthy part of love. And then there's the element of self-love. So I think that what happens with crystals is that it helps us to get to the other layers that maybe are hard to get to. You could use this in addition to therapy when you're at home, where you're unveiling other things, so that when you talk to your therapist or your you know, Reiki person or your massage person or whatever else you're working with, you become more vulnerable with yourself. So you become part of your own self-healing. Right. I don't know if that answered your question, but I'm trying
No, that does. Okay. Because it's not as simple as like, oh, this is the crystal for relationships, but it really is asking why, what's stopping you? What are your limiting beliefs or just things that you need to heal from?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I never look at crystals. I look at crystals as a tool.
Right.
I never give, this is just for me. Mm-hmm. I don't give my power over to the crystal. My power for me comes within me. It comes from my belief system of something bigger than me. It comes to my connection with the earth. But I find, and maybe this is just me getting older, the more ownership that I take for myself in my life and my own healing process, I find that I make breakthrough a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And the more I'm like, okay, well, we all come here on the earth plane to learn, to clean up, to purify, to cleanse, to transmute, to evolve. And so our relationships get better with everybody else around us when we get better with ourselves.
Yes, I agree. It's like, say someone's having trouble with productivity in work or school. Are there crystals for that?
Totally get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there are. Oh, yeah, there are. That's why. Okay, so that's another reason why this is in the book. That's why I'm not trying to keep going back with this book. I feel it's like I wanted to make some, put something out there that would help. So hopefully help people because this is stuff that we're all dealing with, okay, as human beings. So, you know, like, I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes I get caught up in being a procrastinator, you know what I mean? And so sometimes I need something to break that up. So bloodstone is a great stone to help you get moving, help you to get, you know, get back on that workout regime. Come on, get up and do a walk. Get back into that program that you know that facilitates you being the best that you can be. I love working with phantom quartz because that helps you to break through blocks. And even looking at that crystal, it's like a crystal that starts, it grew and then it stopped growing. And then maybe like a million years later or 50,000 years later, it starts growing again. And it shows you that we grow and we sometimes stop growing because we get stagnant, but we have the ability to grow again. We just need to break through it. So that's another really good one. I think that the red jaspers are really good about getting your breaking through procrastination. It's okay. You know, like you can do it. Keep focused, get your energy focused. Black carnelians, the black kyanite, cutting the cords with whatever is not serving you, letting things go, that the distractions. So there's so many, once again, different layers. But what's so cool about it is that you can go to all these deeper layers because all the crystals are here that help guide you and pinpoint you to those different things.
Amazing. All right. Thank you for sharing that. And now we have some questions from Facebook from our audience. So Lauren says, I don't feel anything from my crystals. Is there a way to develop the sense more?
I think that happens to a lot of people, to be quite honest with you. And in all honesty, when I first got into crystals, I didn't either. The reason I got into crystals, I saw amethyst. It was sparkly. It was pretty. And it had me there because but you know what? That at that point was a lot. It whenever I walked by my amethyst, it made me happy, even just the visual aspect of it. So what happened is that I think with crystals, if you don't feel that, then program a crystal. So say, for example, you got a crystal, say you're like, look, I'm stressed, which is another big thing with people lately. And they're like, look, blue lace agate is a crystal that is suggested for stress. So you get that crystal, you get it home, and you're like, I'm going to program this as my de-stress crystal. So even if you don't feel like, hey, this is making me distressed, take a look at it. Blue lace agate, when you look at it, you just go, ah. So even if that crystal's saying, okay, come on, breathe. Or when you get stressed, just touch and squeeze me, hold me. Remember, just like stop and take a few breaths. crystals could be talismans too. Mm. They could be reminders of our intentions. So crystals will interact with us all differently. Yeah, some people feel more, but some people need to just see something so they could remember their right. intentions and get the visual. So that's what's so cool about all this. There's so many different ways. There's not one way that's right or wrong. It's what's mm-hmm. right for you.
I mean, if you put it that way, it just seems like it's a physical object that helps you remember your intention. So it doesn't have to be a totally. Crystal either, right? Would you say that?
100%. 100%. Because even in this book, I kind of look at it like an oracle book, because sometimes I'll be like, okay, what do I need to know right now? And I'll open the book to a page and it'll mm-hmm. be a crystal. And it's even if I don't have the crystal in my hand, I could look at the message of the crystal, which might be like, get grounded. Well, I might not have a piece of hematite or a crystal, but I could remind myself, I am grounded. I am grounded. I could do affirmation. Mm-hmm. I could get myself in a mental state. So yeah. Is it cool to use a crystal? Great. Yes. But if you don't have one, you could still go to the messaging of it.
Yeah. So next question, Sabrina asked, do you use crystal healing with science or Western medicine? How can one come to a balance with the two?
I think that for me personally, I'm a big proprietor of balancing too. I balance about 30 of them because I think you've got, you know, the quantum field. I think you've got zero point. I think you've got ancient wisdom. I think we've got energy meridian points all around mm-hmm. our body. I think we've got the dynamic of aura. There are so many different layers to the human consciousness. And once you tap, I mean, I'm a big proprietor of reprogramming myself on a cellular level. I think that's what I'm playing around yeah. with.
And what does that mean exactly?
For me, exactly what it means is I want to get myself into a state where I can access or I could reprogram. I use crystals to help reprogram myself on a cellular level. Mm. So I will hold crystals and I will say affirmations. I like to go into my own body and heal it. I think that in addition to what I'm saying to people right now is, say, for example, somebody is sick. In addition to going to your medical modality of whatever that is, on your free state, be invested in your own healing and also use the power of the mind, the power of the energy of the earth, the power of positive words and mantra that has thousands and thousands of years of scientific research, using the words we say to reprogram us, to heal us, and to be out there in nature and to connect. There are so many different levels of healing nowadays that we can be active participants in our own healing modality.
Yeah. I love that because so many people, they just rely on one method of healing when in reality, there's so many ways out there.
There's so many.
And
there's
you so actually, many. Like, you don't know what's going to work for you unless you try it, right?
100%. And once again, with all this stuff, and for me, my suggestion to people is always listen, but do your own research.
Yeah.
And then try things. And then if it works for you, great. And if it doesn't, don't. But give yourself some time. Nothing's going to work overnight. People don't get sick overnight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So it's like, it takes time for us to get sick and it takes time for us to heal. And we can.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Heather, I'm going to move on to the rapid fire questions that I ask everyone at the end of the show.
Okay.
So first question is, what does your dream life look like?
My dream life looks just where there's just a ton of light in it, where there's happiness, where I'm fully connected to being present in the moment with my family, with my business, with my loved one, with my service to this world, where I'm showing up at my highest potential.
I love it. Okay. What is one book or resource that you recommend to everybody?
Oh, well, right now it would be Crystal 365. Seriously, I'm really happy and excited about this book. My prayer is that it will help people.
I think it will. So next one is, what is one habit that has changed your life?
Meditation. And I'm going to say this. I was a triple type A person. I might only be like a double type A now, but had I not learned meditation, when I learned meditation, for me, it was transcendental. Mm-hmm. It changed my life.
Nice. Okay. What is the best life or career advice you've ever gotten?
That it is a journey, and the journey will have highs and the journey will have lows. But as long as you're doing something that you are impassioned about, then the lows will be your opportunity to grow to the highs.
Yes. Love it. Okay. Last one. Finish the sentence. The most amazing part about life is...
the adventure.
Oh, well, thank you, Heather, for being on our show. I'm so excited about getting more into crystals. I'm going to read the book, and just thank you for being here and giving us this intro.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. You were a great interviewer because I loved your questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Lastly, where can our listeners find you online?
We are at energymuse.com. We're on at all the social media outlets. And my personal behind the scenes of crystals is Heather_Askenosi.
Awesome. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I hope you like learning more about crystals today. And now I'm just going to share some key takeaways from our conversation. So the first takeaway is that crystals carry energy of the earth. So they help us connect more with nature, especially if you live in cities. Each crystal has its own energy, its own molecular makeup. And so that's why certain crystals are used for certain purposes. Obviously, you can learn more from reading about the different types of crystals and what they're used for. But another way that Heather talked about was really playing with crystals for yourself, holding them in your hand, touching them so that you can try to see if you can feel the differences intuitively. Crystals are a different color, and different colors will make us feel different things. Like a calmer color will make us feel calm, and a darker color will have more of a bold energy. It's also something that might develop more over time with consistency. Next, I want to recap on some crystals you can use for different purposes. So for calming the bedroom, Heather recommended rose quartz, amethyst, and selenite. For productivity or dealing with procrastination, she recommended bloodstone, phantom quartz, and red jasper. For de-stressing, she recommended blue lace egg. And I know that she recommended a bunch for relationships and love, but I forgot to take notes during that time, so you guys will have to rewind and hear it again. The last key takeaway is that you can program your crystals with intention. Especially if you don't intuitively feel the purpose of a crystal, you can give your crystal a purpose. It's really up to you to give your crystal a purpose or set an intention with it. And it doesn't even have to be a crystal. You can use this with any object. You know, this object can be your object for de-stress. This object can be your object of inspiration. And it really is about, I think, setting the intention. But when you use crystals, you might be able to amplify that energy a bit more. All right. So how do you guys feel about crystals now after this episode? Let me know in the Facebook group. Are you into crystals? Does it make you more curious about them? Or do you still not see the appeal? Let me know in our Facebook group, the Lavender Lifestyle Community, and I will talk to you guys in there. Bye. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to The Lavender Lifestyle. If you like this podcast, please show your support by leaving a review on iTunes. Lastly, you can catch me on YouTube and Instagram at Lavender, where I have even more content for the artist of life. Sending you so much love. Bye.